April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. The Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Sportsbook and Casino. It is our preview pod, our Parks Picks pod, whatever you want to call it. Let's just call it the James Dominates pod.
Here we
How
go.
About that, baby?
Man, I'm in a slump.
It's been going well for me, buddy.
I need advice on how to get out of a gambling slump. Like, dude, I was so good the first 2 weeks.
I
was
10 and 6, 8 and 8.
So like the slump started. I've gone from correct picks, 10, 10, 8, 6, 5.
It's not great.
It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah. Neither of us had an awesome week last week. I was 6 and 6, you were 5 and 7, but coming off my 11 and 4 week the week before, I had a little room to spare, which was nice.
I think what it is I was way too cocky of being up one game after 2 weeks. Like I felt really good. And now all of a sudden you're 12 games over 500. And I think on the season I'm 39 and 36. So not terrible, still over 500 picking against the spread, I feel like is good.
I think that's good. I agree. I think that anything over 500 is impressive. I will say that.
So this is a big week for me though, because if I have another rough week, I could really
put yourself in a hole below 500. Here. So now, Elliot is 39 and 36 on the season. I'm 44 and 31, which is actually shocking. I can't believe
how good. Unreal.
Really good. It's really good. So let's see if it keeps going. Bet my picks, I guess, because they've been doing well. You could bet on every single one of these games on the Parks Sportsbook app. It is super fun to use, super intuitive. We'll tell you more about it later. But let's dive in. May as well ride the hot streak. You know what I'm saying?
writing these lines down was stressful for me, because each line I saw, I would think, oh, what's the pick? And I think the lines are hard this week.
I do too.
Like, I actually felt good about the lines last week.
I don't have a great feel going in, so I'm nervous too, for what it's worth. Luckily, I have a bit
of
a cushion. Got a bit of a cushion. So, and at some point we'll pick a bet for this. We have agreed to a bet. At some point we will decide what that is. We keep saying we're going to pick, and then we always end up coming to record the pod and being like, oh yeah, we didn't pick yet. So
we'll pick one.
We'll get one. A bet is on. There is a bet for this.
Yes.
It'll happen. I think Elliot's probably less inclined to pick it now that he's 5 games behind me, but I will force him to. So don't worry.
This is my week. I feel good about it. I decided my way out of my gambling slump is just to bring that same type of confidence I have at the batting plate. I'm ready to go.
For those who didn't listen to our preview pod, Eagles-Ravens preview pod, which you should, it came out yesterday. Check it out. It's in the feed right below this. Just scroll down one and you're there. Elliot is so good, so confident right now that he actually convinced himself through the course of the podcast to pick the Ravens to win. So, You know, I mean, you're that confident there, Elliot. I mean, this should just carry over to here.
Agreed. All right, let's get this. Let's get this on
the road.
All
right, let's dive in. I'll even let you go first. And let's hope this game is played, because there's some Falcon issues with us. Yeah. COVID issues. We'll see. But as of right now, Atlanta at Minnesota. And again, every single one of these lines is on the Parx Sportsbook Casino app. You can download it and bet on every single one of these games. Atlanta at Minnesota. Minnesota's a 4-point home favorite against the 0-5 Falcons. What do you think about this one, E?
So last week I picked the Seahawks to cover against the Vikings, and my logic was maybe the Vikings just aren't very good. But if you look competitively, after a slow start, they barely lost to the Seahawks. They beat the Texans. They barely lost to the Titans. Titans are one of the best teams in the league. Seahawks are one of the best teams in the league. And really in week one, I don't forget the how that game played out, but they ended up only losing to the Packers by just about one score. So I think that the Vikings might be actually better than I thought. I'm a little concerned about the Falcons going into this with a new head coach. I could see like a Texans-type victory that they had last week, but I don't really think they hated Dan Quinn. I think that the Texans hated Bill O'Brien.
100%.
So I don't know if they get that same bump. In Minnesota, I think the Vikings are starting to put it together. I'm taking the Vikings -4.
Yeah, this one was easy for me. I'm with you 100%. I think it's the Vikings. I think Atlanta's a horrendous football team right now. And like you said, it's so funny. We had the exact same thought process. I thought about the Texans. I thought about they came out, they won, Bill O'Brien gone, they came out and fought. But your point is the important one there. They hated Bill O'Brien. Again, it was like a mutiny with the players and Bill O'Brien. That's not the case. These guys seem to love Dan Quinn, and they fought for Dan Quinn, and they wanted Dan Quinn around, and he's gone. And look, it's not like Raheem Morris, right? He's not like some amazing, like galvanizing force that they're going to get behind. I just think Atlanta's bad, and I think Minnesota's not great, but I don't think they're nearly as bad as Atlanta. I'll lay the points with the better team in this one, a team that maybe gets rolling a little bit in this one. All right, Baltimore at Philly. We made this pick yesterday. You're taking Baltimore.
Do we want to include this? Because I don't think we have been including it.
I thought we included it. Okay, yeah. So anyway, I picked Baltimore. You picked Philadelphia. You picked Philadelphia to win, which is exciting. All right, next game. I'm up first on this one. We just mentioned it. Chicago, the Nick Foles-led Chicago Bears heading in to take on the Carolina Panthers. Carolina is a 1.5-point home favorite. Elliot, let me tell you something. Carolina's good.
Yeah.
Carolina's a good football team. Matt Rule's a good coach. That guy has these guys playing hard. He's got them together. He's got them fighting. I'm laying the one. I can't believe they're not a 3-point home favorite. They deserve to be a 3-point home favorite. I actually think Carolina is a better football team than the Bears. I would take them straight up on a neutral field. I think Carolina wins this game. I'm happy laying the 1.5.
I think this is one of the best games of the week. I think that despite your confidence, it's one of the toughest ones to pick. I think they're very evenly matched teams. I am going to pick Chicago, and the reason is I think that Nick Foles having an extended amount of time to really kind of get in there, right? I mean, he had a short week. He came in against Atlanta, had the Colts game, but then had a short week before the Buccaneers. You saw him improve as that game went on. He now gets the extended weekend heading into this game. I think these are two very evenly matched teams, though. I don't feel super confident about it. But on the last pod, I picked Tampa Bay to beat Nick Foles. I then changed my mind at the last second, and I'm not going to bet against Nick Foles. So I'm going to pick Chicago +1.5.
Okay, I like this. This is what you need. You need these opportunities to gain some games
back.
Yeah,
last two ones were different.
Well, it's going to be good because I'm going to gain an extra game on you because Carolina is way better than Chicago.
All right, here we go.
Next game. I'll be honest with you. I really am unsure about what you go on this one. Cincinnati, Joey Covers did not cover last week, but heading in to take on Indianapolis, I put my faith in Indy last week. In fact, after Carolina, which I said on the pod was my favorite pick of the week, I loved Carolina against Atlanta. I was proven absolutely correct in that one. Sadly, I said my second favorite pick was Indy against Cleveland, so I went 1-for-2 in my favorite picks last week, Elliot. Indy disappointed me. I can't believe I came into the season telling you how cooked Phil Rivers was. I was right about it, and then I still bet on him last week. So I'm torn on this one. Cincinnati, a 7.5-point dog in Indy. What do you think?
I'm going to take Indy here, and I don't love it, but I mean, the Cincy thing I feel like is about to go off the rails. I mean, Joe Burrow is good, but I don't think they're just – I don't like the head coach. The roster isn't that great. I don't see them continually being competitive, especially with more tape out there on Joe Burrow. I'm not souring on Joe Burrow, but I just think he can only be special enough to keep them close for so long. So I am going to take the Colts, even with 7.5. I mean, it's not a small amount of points, but I still feel confident.
Yeah, that half point's a little annoying. And again, the Phil Rivers part, the reason I, too, am taking the Colts this week is because I don't even think Phil Rivers is going to matter. I think this Indy defense is going to shut down Cincinnati. Yep. I think Joe Burrow is going to be running for his life. I mean, that dude, poor Joe Burrow. He has taken some serious hits. We all remember the hit he took against the Eagles. If you watched that game against Baltimore last week at all, I mean, he was getting pummeled. I'm worried for Joe Burrow. I'm concerned for Joe Burrow. I just think the Indy defense will win this game and win it by more than 7.5. This feels like a 20-7 type of game to me. So I don't like Phil Rivers, but I still think it's not enough points for me to take Cincy in this one. All right. This is probably actually one of the two games I think ultimately we'll get to Green Bay, Tampa Bay, which is, I would think, probably the game of the week. Kansas City, Buffalo. We've actually got some good games this week, E. And I do have one of those games later, I have an announcement to make, by the way. So,
All right. Excited for that.
Little tease. I got an announcement to make. But in this one, I think this is another one of the really good games this week. Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, a 3-point favorite. Pittsburgh 4-0, Cleveland 4-1. This is a real matchup here. Cleveland gets blown out by the Ravens week one and has played great football since. As I mentioned, they made me look bad last week with the Indy win. They dominated Indy. Pittsburgh, a 3-point home favorite. I'm so close to taking Cleveland. I'm trying to figure out a way to do it. I just can't. I think the Steelers are more talented. They're at home. It feels like a 3-point game to me. Like, I think it's going to be close, but I'll take the Steelers, I'll lay the points, and I wouldn't be shocked if Cleveland wins this game, though.
I debated taking Cleveland just because I think it could be a close game, so I'm like, I might as well take the team where I get the points. But here's what I would say. As good as I think Cleveland is proving to be, Baker Mayfield has not been that great. Like, statistically, when you look at, you know, like his rankings and just like his stats and stuff, like, he's not been that good. And also, I'll say the eye test of the games I've watched, I don't think he has looked that good. When you look at who they've beat, Colts, that was definitely a good win. Dallas, as you like to say, James, not that great, right?
They suck, in fact.
Washington, Cincinnati. So I just think this is a big boy game. Like, this is like a, this is a big boy game that Cleveland has not been able to compete in for years, frankly. So if they go into Pittsburgh and beat them, like, that's like official, okay, they're actually a good team. I'm not ready to say Cleveland is like a big boy team yet. And so I'm taking the Steelers.
Yeah, that's same type of rationale. And I look, we saw Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's good. They're super talented. I feel pretty good about this one. I just think that Cleveland's better than I expected. And I don't want to shortchange them in a general sense. But I think this is a spot where I think you have to take Pittsburgh and lay the 3 points. All right, I don't know if this game was off the board by the time we picked last week. I think it was, but at least the chance.
It was, yeah.
It was. That's a shame. I was going to say this could be our first ever pick the same game 2 weeks in a row. I guess we don't get to do that. That would have been fun. We'll pick it for the first time, but a lot of people did get to pick it last week, as Denver at New England is yet again on the schedule. It didn't happen last week. Happening this week. New England is a 10-point home favorite against Denver. Elliot, you're up first on this one.
Feels like I've gone first most times. Just putting that out there.
I just said Pittsburgh. Would you like to go through? Okay, ready? Real quick, let's go through, because I could show you. Atlanta, Minnesota, you went first. Carolina, Chicago, I went first. Cincinnati, Indy, you went first. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, I went first. Now you're up again.
Okay, just saying how I feel.
I ain't trying to... You will have no way to come at me when I beat you by 15 games at the end of the year. I don't want any excuses.
I was going to say, when you're 12 games over 500, you have no reason to cheat. I'll make this one simple. I'm taking New England minus 10.
Yeah, it's not even close for me. It looks like Cam's going to play. I think that's obviously an important thing, but ultimately, I think Denver stinks. I think they're one of the five to seven worst teams in football. I'm not taking them on the road. I'm not. 10 points is a lot, don't get me wrong, and New England is still a team that I think has to prove that they're actually good, but I just think Denver stinks. I will take New England, and I feel pretty good about it. All right, we got our first team coming off a bye week. We had our first two byes last week. Detroit rested up, heading into Jacksonville. Jacksonville, a 3.5-point home dog to Detroit. I'll go first. We talked about it. I think Detroit is a horrendously coached team, but is actually better than from a talent perspective than I think we thought they were going to be. They've played tough for the most part. Jacksonville, I had been kind of on Jacksonville, supporting them. I took them against the Texans last week. They screwed me. I'm not doing it again. I'm going to take Detroit. I'm going to lay the 3.5 points, and I'm sure that they're going to win by 3, and I'm going to be super angry about it.
Well, Jacksonville does have number one cornerback, Sidney Jones. Oh, so keep that in mind when you're making your selection. Look, sometimes on like Thursday Night Football, people will complain about like, oh, this matchup's so gross, like, or like cancel preseason. I don't want to, like, no, I love watching football no matter what. That being said, there is something especially gross about this game where I just have literally no interest in watching it. I don't really want to find out what happened in it. Like, Detroit to me is such a dumpster fire. I like Matt Patricia. It's just, I'm very disinterested in the whole Detroit thing. Jacksonville, just like you, I was on for a little bit, but they're the Jaguars. I'm going to take Detroit, but I don't feel happy about it. I hope I'm wrong about this. I would like to see Jacksonville beat Detroit and have Matt Patricia fall further into like the black hole that he is in right now. But I guess I'll take Detroit.
Yeah, it's one of those games where if I had to bet money, I would bet that neither of these guys is the head coach of their team next season. So it's a question of who's gone first, Marone or Patricia. I'm with you on that one. All right, before we get to the rest of the slate, we've been talking about it all show. Let me remind you, of course, how you can download the Parks Sportsbook app. This is all the lines that we're talking about here. Every single one is available. You just got to download the app. It's the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the whole state of Pennsylvania. Your money, your action are safe and secure on their easy-to-use sportsbook app. You can bet with the best Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Elliot, as we talked about yesterday, has been crushing it with his Parks picks. Hey, you got a pick for us right now? Any offbeat picksie?
Yeah. How about this? Philadelphia +7.5.
Oh, well, how about this? Why don't you, if you're like Elliot and you think that they're going to win this game, just take the money line. 750.
That's a good point, actually.
Like, that's, you can make some cash. In fact, I will try and do some quick math here. Hold on, Elliot. I'm going to do some quick math. Look at this. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you exactly.
It's impressive because math is hard.
Yeah, I'm going to try and do some quick math here. So if you were to, let's say, bet $25 on Philadelphia to win on Sunday, pays out $70. How about that?
Huh.
How about that?
That's like, it's almost a full night out with the misses
right
there.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Make that bet. Bet on any of the other games. You can bet on points at halftime. You can bet on how much yardage a guy will throw for. There are so many ways to make money with the fun, easy-to-use, intuitive Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Again, bet with the best. Here's the deal. You sign up now. You get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's P-A-R-X casino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's G-O-B-I-R-D-S to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Of course, the website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss. It's a free bet. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right.
Here's a fun bet for you. Ooh. So I have the Parks Casino app up, and they do this thing where you can, like, buy points, I guess. So if you have the Eagles -5.5, so the Eagles are favored by 5.5 points, I think they're going to win. If you take that bet, you bet 100, you win $475.
Oh, buddy.
Imagine that. I mean, imagine how fun that would be, finishing your Sunday with an extra $475.
Ah, that's a win right
there. There you go. So open up that Parks Casino app. Get yourself some points. Eagles are winning on Sunday. I've convinced myself.
You're in. You're all in on this. And to your point, though, that's the fun thing is about this app is you can open up the app and you can do all this fun stuff, whether it's buying points, whether it's figuring out all these different odds. You can do parlays, all this stuff. It is a blast. So please download the app. Use our promo code GOBIRDS. I promise you will not regret it. All right, back to winning you some money with our actual picks. Elliot, you're up first on this one. This is an interesting one, an intra-division matchup, Houston at Tennessee. Tennessee coming off the butt-whooping of Buffalo, but again, a short week here. We don't see the Tuesday to Sunday week often, so that is a factor in this one. Tennessee, a 3.5-point home favorite. Which way are you going on this one?
I'm taking Tennessee -3.5. I just think they're way better. I don't think Houston's very good. the short week is somewhat concerning, but I still just think Tennessee's way better, and it's at home. So Tennessee -3.5.
Yeah, so I really want to pick Houston in this game. Like I tried to figure out every way I could, and that half point is the reason. It's just driving me that way. But ultimately, what I saw on Tuesday night, Tennessee's so much better. They're so much better than Houston, and I know divisional stuff happens and all that. It's not one of my favorite bets on the board for that reason, but I mean,
it's not even that many points.
No, too. I just can't bet against Tennessee. I think Tennessee's a touchdown better than Houston, and it's 3.5 points. So I have to take Tennessee here, especially in Tennessee. You can't tell me that the one extra day, if they were playing Monday nights, one extra day, you know, less. And look, that does matter. Again, you know my football players are creatures of habit stuff, but Tennessee's habit has already been so broken up this year all over the place. They've clearly shown they can adjust. I have to take the Titans on this one. All right. The what would it be, the not game of the week or the next two? And then we got some more good ones.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out what the not game or what the game of the week is. I could tell you that Washington at the Giants is definitely not it. You mentioned before, and if it were not for the NFC East aspect of this, this is a game I would not pay attention to. I would not want to know what happened. I don't want to know anything about it. But it is happening, and the Giants are a 2.5-point home favorite. Oh, God. I can't pick one I want to go first on least. I actually, Joe Judge won for me last week. I actually, you know, took him against the Cowboys. That dude won for me. Easy cover for me. Can I do it again at home? 2.5 points for Kyle Allen. Yeah, I think I can. I'm going to take the Giants. I think they win. I'll lay the 3 points. I don't, or 2.5 points. I think they win by a field goal. I hate it. But I think Washington's in a bit of a tailspin. I will take the Giants. I do not bet on this game. We're telling you to use the Park Sportsbook app, bet on games, have fun, stay away from this game. I want nothing to do with it. I wish I didn't have to pick it. Do not bet on this game.
Or bet like a player prop.
Yeah, here's what I would say. Totally.
Yeah. Like, I think the New York wins the game. I would actually feel pretty confident taking the 2.5. But there is just something about actually predicting them to win a game that is weird. So, but I would still, I'm going to go with you on this one. I think that -2.5 for New York. Washington's terrible.
They're terrible.
So, I mean, they are, and the Giants are too, but they're at least competitive.
Yeah,
right?
At least
I mean,
the Giants, like, it seems like they're like, they play together. You know, they kind of, they fight. It seems like, you know, Joe Judge at least has worn off on them a little bit with that, I guess.
All right, I'm done saying nice.
Yeah, this is too much. Let's get to the other worst game of the week, and this time you have to make this first.
Well, this is your team right here. I'll go first.
I mean, this is an easy one for me. The Jets. You don't need to go first. I will. I'm definitely laying the 9.5 points with Miami against the Jets. You've actually gotten lucky 2 weeks in a row where you were like, oh, I would take the Jets, but I promised I couldn't, so I'll go against them.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row, you got to win out of that.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it again. I do think 9.5 is a lot for a team in Miami that, like, doesn't win consistently. I'd be interested to see how many times a team that hasn't been in the playoffs in, like, years gets 9.5 points. Like, that feels like a lot. But, man, the New York is just terrible. Again, so I'm going to go with you on this one, too. I'm going to go Miami 9.5.
Okay.
This next one's tough, by the way.
Well, this next one is definitely the game of the week. I will go first on it because it was technically supposed to be me because you were supposed to go first on the last one. But I went first. I'm going first 3 times in a row just because you said that before, Elliot.
And it still feels like I'm going first.
Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is a 1-point home dog. I am very emphatically taking the Green Bay Packers here. And I mentioned an announcement before, Elliot. You ready?
Yes.
Before the season, I predicted New Orleans Saints to win the Super Bowl. We're now 5 weeks into the season. It's time for me to adjust that pick.
Okay.
I think the Green Bay Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. This is Aaron Rodgers' year. He is the most impressed I've been with a team on a consistent week-to-week basis has been Green Bay, has been Aaron Rodgers. I think they're the best team in football. I am going to pick the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl this year, and I am absolutely taken. The laying 1 point, I think they handle Tampa. I think they're just better than the Tampa Bay Bucs.
All right. Okay. Like, I'm actually going to look this up for you. Green Bay Packers right now, +1,000 to win the Super Bowl on the Parks Casino app. So if you were to bet $100, guess what? You'd win 1,000. So fourth best odds. I think that's a good bet. Them as the fourth best odds. I think they have a better chance of winning it than Baltimore and Seattle. Maybe not Kansas City, but I think this is the Packers' year. The question is, do I think it's their weekend? Tom Brady coming off an embarrassing performance in primetime worries me going into another primetime game. Buccaneers defense is pretty good. I'm going to go Green Bay. You know what? Actually, I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
Ooh.
Home dog. This will make it more fun, too,
like
for the
this.
4 o'clock game.
Last second.
So,
change
yeah,
there.
I'm going to take Tampa. But, man, Rodgers has been so good this year.
I know. I'm all
if he wins this
Rodgers,
game,
maybe.
I think he has – well, actually, Russell Wilson is probably the favorite. But, I mean, if he goes into Tampa, primetime, beats Tom Brady and, like, has a good game, he's right there with Russell for – MVP consideration.
Yeah, as well he should be. I'm with you on that. All right, so I'm taking Green Bay. You're taking Tampa Bay. I like that. That is a game we'll be locked in on this
weekend. Be texting during that one.
Yeah, we're going to be feeling it on that one. All right, you're up first on this one. I mean, again, one where I feel so confident in my pick that I don't really care, but you were up first. Los Angeles, the Rams heading in to take on the Niners. The Niners, a 3-point home dog. E, which way are you going?
So... my heart tells me San Francisco. I like Kyle Shanahan better as a head coach. I'm not huge into the Rams, but they got quarterback problems over there in San Francisco. And it's hard for me to pick them to win a game right now, especially after that blowout against the Dolphins. I think they'll be more competitive. In San Francisco worries me a little bit. I don't feel great about this pick, but I think I'm going to pick Rams minus 3.
I feel amazing about it. Like, I can't.
That makes me feel better.
The Niners just got smoked by the Dolphins, like embarrassed by the Dolphins. The Rams are actually a good football team. Like, the Niners are a mess this year. The Niners are a mess right now. Like you said, Jimmy Garoppolo got pulled last week. Like, look that bad that he got pulled. This is a stone cold. This is one of my favorite bets of the week. I feel like the Rams are a mortal lock to win this game by more than 3 points. I feel great.
Well, I feel better about it now then.
See, there we go. All right, I'm up first. Monday night football. We got two Monday nighters on the slate. Again, as you know, it's weird. We got a weird year happening here. Going from Tuesday night to Monday night, the Buffalo Bills are hosting Kansas City. They are a 3.5-point home dog. Both teams coming off losses. I'm up first on this one. There's another one where I feel very happy to go first, because Kansas City, coming off a loss, is beating Buffalo by more than 3.5 points. I like Buffalo, yep, but they got exposed a little bit on Tuesday night by a Titans team that hadn't played in 2 weeks, hadn't practiced on the name schedule, and they owned their souls. Buffalo is not as good as we thought. We both came into the season saying, I don't think Buffalo is quite as good as everyone else does. I still picked them to win the division. I thought they were good, not great. I think I'm reverting a little bit more back to that. Kansas City lost to Vegas. They are going to come out with a vengeance on Sunday. I think the Chiefs win it. Not win easy, but I certainly think they win by more than 3.5.
So would you consider this a primetime game?
Yeah. What time does the game start?
Probably 7, if I had to guess,
yeah,
or maybe earlier.
I think
actually
on Monday night with no one else playing, yeah, I think it counts as a primetime game.
All right. I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes in a primetime game.
Yep.
But kind of basically what it comes down to for me. So it starts actually at 5. That's interesting. Still
that
would call it prime
time. So we got like Monday afternoon, early evening football. Love that.
I like that. Look, there's a lot of bad things going on. The weird football times, I'm kind of liking. Like Tuesday night, Monday at 5. Like I like this.
Yes.
I don't think we're far away from the NFL playing almost every day,
I know,
by the way.
Well, if the NFL had their choice, they would be. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they pulled off a Tuesday game now. Like, no reason they can't do it again, in my opinion, is what they're going to be thinking. So, I'm going to take Kansas City. I'm not picking Patrick Mahomes to lose a primetime game, period.
Yeah,
so.
I feel the same way. And, again, I think that we saw some of the, you know, a little bit exposed. And I think Kansas City, you know, maybe took Las Vegas a little light. And, look, Vegas played a good football game. Vegas is a better football team than, you know, I think I gave them credit for, certainly. You've given them more credit than I have, but – I just don't see Kansas City losing twice, and I think if they're going to win, I think they handle Buffalo. All right, one more, and there's a really interesting one because it's Dallas, and they suck.
Yes.
Dallas is a 1.5-point home dog against Arizona. You are up first on this one. I'm happy because this is one that I've struggled with. I have my pick, but I've struggled with this one. Arizona has not been impressive. It's not like Arizona's been great, but they obviously have Kyler Murray. They got a lot of talent on offense. This is a which defense can stop the other last kind of winner type of game here. What do you think about this one?
I actually feel pretty confident about this one. I don't know if Andy Dalton's going to be like the long-term all-season answer, but I think like first game in there, I think he'll play well. I don't think Arizona's ready for prime time yet. I think you're seeing they're kind of like still very much a team on the upward swing, but still kind of on the upward swing. I'm taking Dallas plus one. Plus 1.5. They're underdogs at home. Yeah, definitely taking Dallas plus 1.5.
Wow, I'm taking Kyler, man. I don't think they stop him.
All right.
I think that this is another Dallas special. This game is going to be 34-31 or 31-28 or whatever. It's going to be that type of game, maybe even higher, 40-37. I think this is going to be one of those types of games with points and points. And I do think Andy Dalton will put up some points against this Arizona defense because I think they're bad. So I do think that will happen. But I think ultimately I'm going to bet on the better quarterback here. I'm going to bet on Arizona getting the job done against Dallas. And obviously I know it's 1.5, but I feel confident in a 3-point win for Arizona. I think it's a close, high-scoring game. Take the over. But ultimately, I will take Arizona. All right, so this is good. We got some matchups.
I just counted, I think, four different games. So I this could be a big week for me.
Baltimore, Philly, we were on opposite sides of. Carolina, Chicago, we're on opposite sides of. Then we go to
Green Bay, Tampa.
Green Bay, Tampa Bay, yep. And then we're on the same side.
Arizona.
Arizona. All right, so it's five, right? Four?
No, four.
You're right.
Four.
You're right. All right. You know, math. I did good math earlier. I only will do good math once an episode, Elliot. Those are my.
Yeah, it's like me in high school. Those are my rules. Never did
good
math.
All right, real quick, what would be your number one game of the week? Like, if you could just, for those people out there, if your best bet, you can just pick to put your money on one of these games, which game do you feel most confident about?
Probably Minnesota.
Ooh.
I think at home. I think Atlanta's going to fall apart. New coach. Minnesota's turning it around. 4 points isn't like they don't really have to dominate the game to win by four. I mean, that's basically a field goal. So I think Minnesota minus four.
It's funny because it's one of the ones we're against each other. I feel so good about Green Bay. I think they're just a damn good football team coming off a bye week. Now, Tampa does have 10 days, so it's not a classic, you know, bye versus a normal week. But I feel really good about Green Bay. I'm all in on the Packers. I only laying a point. I think that is a home run pick. All right, check us out tomorrow, Saturday, 1-3 on WIP. Call in 215-592-9494. We'll obviously be talking Eagles, Ravens, and a whole lot more. And then Sunday night, post-game show. Eagles, Ravens, Elliot and I will have it as quick as after the game as we can. And of course, rate and review the pod. 2,000 five-star reviews. We're taking the SATs. We're creeping up. And as if you haven't listened to the preview pod again yet, Eagles, Ravens one, there is a real issue. Potentially.
Yes.
With Apple, with reviews, and there's only one way to fix it, and it's by leaving reviews. So let's find this out here. Apparently, there's a chance, if you didn't listen, that Apple might be Dallas Cowboy fans, and they're censoring bad stuff said about Dallas. So the only way we can figure this out is leave us a five-star review and say Dallas sucks or horrible things about the Dallas Cowboys, and we'll find out. We will get to the bottom of this, Elliot.
It's the only way to figure it out. So leave the five-star review. We'll get to where we need to be. We'll take the SATs, and it'll be good.
It'll be good. I'm feeling good about it myself. So, again, check us out tomorrow, 1-3 on WIP, Sunday night, and then a weird week next week. We'll get all this out on, you know, heading into a Thursday nighter. So we got a lot of action coming up, so stick with us.
Yes.
And again, at GoBirdsPod on Twitter. Rate and view the pod. For Elliot, I'm James. We'll talk to you guys later.